Dusty Tomes Audiobooks and Spoken Realms present The Rise of the American Nationality, 1811 to 1819, Volume 13 of The American Nation, A History, by Kendrick Charles Babcock. Editor's Introduction. To attempt a volume on the War of 1812 after Henry Adams and Captain Mahan is a daring task. Yet there is room for a brief treatment which shall show the causes of that struggle, its main events, and the effect upon the nation. Taking up the controversy over neutral rights where Channing's Jeffersonian System, Chapter 20, leaves it, President Babcock, in two introductory chapters, 1 and 2, sketches the party situation, including the expiration of the United States Bank, then describes frontier conditions and relations with the Indians, then the devious French and English diplomacy of 1811 and 1812, preliminary to the war. Chapters 4 and 5 discuss the actual outbreak and the play of party and passion in Congress and in the states. Three chapters, 6 through 8, describe in succession the northern, the naval, and the southern and central campaigns. In this space, it is possible only to sketch the actual military movements, but room has been found for a characterization of the armies, navies, and officers contending against each other. Chapter 9 goes into the internal struggle between the supporters and opponents of the war, culminating in the Hartford Convention of 1814, and the book brings out clearly how dangerous the crisis really was. The peace negotiations at Ghent occupy Chapter 10, and Chapter 11 is a brief but lucid summary of the immediate results of the war upon national feeling. The remainder of the book justifies the title of Rise of American Nationality, for in four chapters, 12 through 15, the evidence of a new national spirit is shown in the status of parties, in the foundation of a new national finance, including the Second Bank and the Tariff of 1816, and in the progress of internal improvements. Chapters 16 and 17 include the diplomatic relations with England down to the Fisheries Treaty of 1818, and the relations with Spain through the Treaty of 1819. The attitude of the Supreme Court to the rise of American nationality is studied in Chapter 18, which follows the subject from the point where it was left by Channing's Jeffersonian System, Chapter 9. The author does not shrink from laying bare the mistakes of our fathers in the War of 1812. The inept...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?